For Storm Lake Radio, Ryan Thompson visiting with a few members of the Buena Vista University softball team after their doubleheader sweep over Central here today. And first up, it's Autumn Boland, who put the ball in play in the bottom of the 10th inning, which proved to be the game winner. Now, Autumn, when runners advanced second and third after the ball got away from the catcher, it was a strike. You were down 0-2 in the count. So what was your mindset at that point?
Well, I knew it was important for us to get the ball in play, and then I knew I could do it. So I just thought that I could do it, and I did it. So.
Well, you had just as big of an at-bat in the eighth inning after Central surged ahead 4-1. You wound up getting the bases loaded. One run came across. Then it was second and third with two outs, and you were at the plate. Take us through that at-bat.
You know, it was kind of the same thing. I had two balls, two strikes, and we had two outs, so it was really important to get the ball in play. And I knew my teammates believed in me, and I knew that I believed in myself and that I could do it, and I did it again. So it's an awesome feeling.
What did Coach tell you here just after the second win?
That we get to dye our hair any color. So I'm looking forward to seeing what color we're choosing to dye our hair. And we get ice cream for a sweep, so that's always awesome, too.
Yeah, what a night it's going to be. And speaking of colors, you're sporting a different color here today, that being purple, as you're raising awareness for cystic fibrosis. Does this day, this cause, mean anything special to you, near and dear, or just are you happy to support any effort like they're doing today?
Actually, yeah. The little girl that threw the pitch out in the first inning is a really good family friend of ours. So it was awesome that she could get the opportunity to do this for the first time in her life since she's been battling it since birth. So That was a pleasure to see her be able to do that.
Wow, that's awesome. And I know I might still have to get in the bidding war for these jerseys. A cool thing that you're doing here. And Autumn Boland, thank you. And now Marissa Schmidt. And Marissa, you provided a spark in the first game of the doubleheader, jacking a three-run home run in the first inning. What was that at bat like, and what were you looking for?
I was just looking to put the ball in play. We needed to score first, so that was my goal, is to just score first. And I mean, you swing the bat, good things happen. So
yeah, that proved to be more than enough, as it was your third home run of the season. You doubled later on, drove in four runs. How do you feel about how things have gone for you at the plate so far this year?
I mean, they're going good, and if I have a bad day, all my teammates pick me up, and we're always there for each other, so that's always good. So I know that no matter what, even if I have a bad at-bat, the next person's gonna pick me up and have a good at-bat.
So you're feeding off each other pretty well, you feel?
Yes, we have such good energy this year. It's really good. We all know that everyone's got each other's backs, and we all can hit the ball, and we're all capable of it, and that's a big part of it.
18-11 now, 5-1 in conference play. Got to feel pretty good about where you're at conference-wise, especially.
Oh, yeah, that's a good start to sweeping Central. They're a great ball club, and we've been struggling. There's like a good rivalry going on there, and so it's always good to beat them. They're a great team.
And you've got a big challenge coming up this weekend, an even bigger one, actually. Number two in the D3, Luther, is going to be in town. What do you think coach is going to be preaching to you and getting you ready for that? And what does your mindset have to be to hopefully do what you did here today on Saturday?
Well, coaches talk to us about facing these better teams, and our big thing is that we just got to look at them like we're as good as them. We can beat them. So we're just coming with that mindset that we can do it. And we're going to come in with the same mindset and just attack pitches like we did today.
We know you can. Marissa Schmidt, thank you. And last but certainly not least, it is Jenna Feline, who picked up the win in the first game of the Twin Bill. Jenna, how was it for you in the circle here to start off the day?
It was really nice. I had a little rocky start yesterday, so being able to come out today and do what we did, it was a great feeling. So beating Central is always nice.
Rocky start it was for you yesterday, as you did not make it through two innings. I was talking to your dad earlier, and from his point of view, you were getting up in the count and had hitters set up, but just couldn't put them away. Was that really what it boiled down to?
Yeah, I just kind of had an off day, and then but Keeley came in and did an awesome job. She picked me right up where we left off, and we ended up making some good things happen.
Yeah, I heard you made an adjustment or two coming into today as well from yesterday. Can you elaborate on that?
I just kind of had a reset my mindset, let yesterday go, came in today, was a brand new day, just came in knowing that my pitches were going to work, I'm going to do what I can, and my teammates were there to back me up. So,
were you working the corners a little bit differently than you did yesterday at all?
Yeah, I think my pitches are moving a little bit better, hitting the corners, different umpires, so that always helps. He calls a few different things, so.
You love playing softball, no matter what the conditions are, and you've been in domes, and in your Florida trip, but this was the nicest day of the season by far. Here at home especially, so how big a factor is that for you?
I love warm weather. I feel like I pitch a lot better in warm weather. It's always nice. You don't have to get quite as warm, so yeah, the weather definitely helps.
Yeah. All in all, this season so far, do you feel pretty good about how you've done?
Yeah, I wouldn't trade this season for anything. I think it's been a great start to my senior year, and I can't wait to see what the rest of the season has in store.
Yeah, so talk about in the second game, Mariah came up big and went the distance and wound up getting the job done in the circle for you. Talk about the relationship you have with her, and as a sophomore she is, she's done some good things, racked up some strikeouts. You're from the area here, of course, Newell Fonda grad, so you've helped many of the youngsters down there. Have you done anything to help her out?
Yeah, I think our pitching staff this year it's awesome. We all get along really well. We're very open, and we take each other's words and advice to heart, so Mo's taught me a lot. I think Mo's we just build off of each other, so she did an awesome job tonight, and I'm super proud of her.
Mm-hmm. And what about Pat McCormick jumping on board this season to help the pitchers, and what's that meant to you?
Yeah, Pat's a lot of fun to have around. He's great energy, always happy and up and ready to help you out, so he's helped me a lot with my changeup and some of my other pitches, so it's great having Pat around too.
I know, as you said, you're especially relishing this season as it is, your final one here at BVU, and so far so good, as mentioned, with a 5-1 record now in the Iowa Conference, so got a lot more season to come, so you're not looking forward to the end of your days here at BVU just yet, but it's coming, as the commencement speaker announcement came in today. So it's rapidly approaching,
yeah.
But I understand, and you're majoring in business. You've got a job lined up right here in town?
Yep, I'm actually the assistant human resources at Faith Open Charity, and I'll start full-time in May, so I'm super excited about that opportunity.
Yeah. Good for you. So in the summer, I understand as well, Ashley Lallman is now the Storm Lake St. Mary softball coach. You're going to be helping her out, which I'm sure you're looking forward to.
Yeah, we went in and we grabbed some stuff to sign contracts today, so I'm super excited. Loved coaching high school softball, so I get to meet a whole new group of girls, and I'm really excited.
All right. Jenna Feline, as we have visited with BVU softball team members here on Storm Lake Radio.